Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 6th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
How's it going, Antoine?
Good, and you?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I'm going to jump the gun here and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, mister.
Because we're recording on the 6th, but we're releasing on the 7th.
No, we're recording on the 5th, releasing on the 6th, and my birthday is on the 7th.
Oh, the 7th. Yeah, okay. Well, I had the numbers right. I just, yeah, messed them all up. Exactly. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All the same. 2 days from now, 1 day from tomorrow, the day after we release. Yeah.
Yeah. You're tired,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm tired. So, we just went to Captain Con.
Mm-hmm.
In Rhode Island, and we had a blast.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think the winner of the weekend was Arena Rex.
Yeah, maybe overall, if we average our three experiences, I agree with that.
Yeah. So a little shout out to Walker over at Arena Rex, who was nice enough to let us hang out at his booth nonstop and harass him about crap.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so appreciate it. It was a great time, right up until the blizzard all the way home, yeah. Where we nearly died for 10 hours.
11.
11 hours?
Yeah.
It was a long drive, that's all I know. It was 11 hours to your house?
Yes.
So it went 12 hours for me.
Yep.
Because I had another hour to go after that, yeah. It was brutal. I hated it. I go home, I had to shovel my yard. So that's what I was doing this morning at like 3 a.m. or whatever. It was good fun. I would do it again, except for maybe that drive.
Except that part.
Had a good weekend, despite the fact that Yoma's with us. So, I call it a win. Yom went down there and basically beat up people and took their lunch money and stole all the first place prizes, or most of them anyway, out of the painting competition.
Yeah, he did well. He won three first places.
Yep. Yep, he did. Chibi, I think.
Chibi, and then Bust, and Squad. Unit. Yeah, Units.
Yeah. He would have won more, but he only entered three categories, so. And actually, you won a couple, right? You took
it's fun seeing I got first in Epic Scale. I was the only entrant.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I had great comments about the piece.
That model would have won first, no matter how many entrants. Because, you know, blended 15 mil.
Yeah. It's a bit like the same thing for Yom. It's not mentioned anywhere in the post he shared on the web, but Chibi and Bus had two entries each. So he took first of two.
Oh, snap. But
the squads, you know, the units, there was a lot of them, so it's brutal.
Yeah. Let's face it, that bust.
The bust would have been best of show for sure.
And if there was one. Probably, unless Liz Beckley showed up or Mark Maxey or someone to give him some competition.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you decided to paint something. But like,
he merited those. It's just yeah. It's just funny to see it. Oh, yeah, best of two. So, and the second one I won was, I took third place in squads with units with my Butcher's Guild.
A controversial win.
Oh, no, that's good.
A lot of us thought it should have been silver, right?
No, we were probably close.
Yes, well, you're a good man. you're a very gracious person, Antoine. Just saying. But yeah, so, great fun all the time, all weekend. I can't wait for Processing to come out on Kickstarter so we can talk about it on this and hopefully sell Seppi lots of copies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Processing, by the way, folks, is a fun little game coming out from the creator of End of the Line and Squirrel or Die. And it was awesome. And yeah, so we should probably talk about news now instead of our Captain Con trip.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we could release an actual Captain Con show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And we lost all the content we had for that show.
Nah, I can talk for hours about crap. It's all good. We could talk about the Yom's buyer's remorse.
Yeah, don't buy about that. Don't stop talking about Captain Ken now and go.
But there's going to be a whole segment on that because that was kind of ridiculous. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a teaser, anyway, people.
Yeah. Yomi's ridiculous. News at 11. So, new releases this week. So, we have a pretty short list for new releases. And first up this week is Bad Roll Games, Punk Apocalyptic February releases.
There is two releases. So, it's a pair of models for the Black Butter Blood, the Black Blood Children faction. So, two scavengers. Nice models, as always.
They look Mama so Nutri cool. Tora and Burnt carrying a gas can.
Yeah. So right now you can get them for the next 15 days, something like that. For a discounted price as a pack, or you can order them separately also.
Yeah. And I like the fact that, you know, I was going to comment about Mama Nutritoria or Nutritora being scantily clad. But upon, you know, closer inspection of the model, she's scantily clad, but she's very curvy.
Yes.
She looks like she's kind of real proportioned-ish. It's a little weird. So apparently chubby women need to show skin too.
They have more of it to show.
But it's a very nice model.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not as fan service-y as I thought it was by the thumbnail. And at, I think it's 11 euros, so it's a pretty good price for a model like that. And the other one is also 11 euros, yeah. So, good deal all around.
Yeah. Their stock is really good. I really like their sculpting style.
You know, I should really stop talking about how things are good deals, because I've never said, oh, it's a terrible deal, don't buy it. I realized that the other day, like, every time, oh, that's a good deal, that's a fair price, that's a reasonable price, that price is pretty... I've never said any price isn't good, except for maybe when we were talking about GW.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They set the bar really high, though. All right. Next up, Miracle Collectibles, Kroga.
So, Kroga.
Saying the name. Kroga.
It fits the team. It's a barbarian bust. Think Conan, maybe. So, shirtless.
Maybe.
Have a big axe. And he's carrying an orc head. Or what looks like an orc head.
Yeah, I'd say it's an orc head. Now, the aesthetic of the model is a bit different. It looks almost, like we were saying, it looks like something out of a graphic novel or something. Like the features are kind of exaggerated. He's got crazy cheekbones. He's got like the big square chin.
Mm-hmm.
So the muscles are crazy exaggerated, but the torso seems small. So the proportions are very strange. I need to see this model painted so I can kind of see how it all fits together. Unfortunately, on their website, it's just the gray piece of resin, so it doesn't give a great impression, I think.
I agree with you.
So it's a 1/10 scale miniature bust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really just a bust, right? Because you've got arms and the whole torso. It's like the upper half of a model.
Yeah, it's at least all the top of it, so.
Yeah. So he... He is $58 US and $8 flat rate shipping worldwide. Again, seems like the right price for a model that scale. So nothing bad to say about that. I really like the orc head. I like the way the look it has.
Wouldn't make for a great bust by itself, probably.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to do a line of orcs. That'd be kind of cool. All right. Next in line. Lost Kingdom of Miniatures, new green skins.
So they have five new releases. What they call gemlins?
Gemlins, yeah.
It's a pair of really tiny green skin on what they call a high tadpole, which...
Snotlings on a...
A squig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really looks like that. After that, you have a Gobos Command Squad on big tadpoles. So, same thing, but the green skin is bigger, more of a goblin size instead of a snuttling size. Mm-hmm. You have three of them, a champion, musician, and standard bearer. And after that, you have an ironclad berserker orc, big warrior.
Black orc, yeah.
I think they are on 25th millimeter base, 25 millimeter base, but they fill them.
Oh, yeah, they overflow them. You'll never get that into a unit of works if you're playing fantasy.
For sure. He's really big.
Yeah.
And the last two models are the Knife Master Goblin. Think like Goblin Assassin or Goblin Knife Fighter.
What was the character? There was a character with a knife. Goblin character.
Maybe.
I think he was a Knight Goblin.
Yeah. He looks like the Hobgoblins from the old Kiel's Dwarf line. Right. They had the sneaky gits with the two curved blades like he's having there. And the last model is the Thunder Shaman Orc female. She has a sculpted magic effect, so kind of lightnings coming out of her end and forming an orc symbol in the air. That's cool.
Yeah, and she's nicely detailed too. I like a lot of the way they did the accessories on them. The little bone details in her hair and the belts and stuff. I think it's got just enough like of the gribbly bits on it to make it visually interesting without so much that you want to kill yourself from painting skulls, bones, teeth, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So I like her.
And their price are fair. Most of the single models average around €10.
Yeah, which makes it like regular price for a miniature that scale.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What is next? What is next? Oh, that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week, and this gets my vote for best sounding miniature producer in the show. Lumberjack Studios, The Lands of Arran, Elves and Dwarves Kickstarter exclusive miniatures.
Yeah. It's Lumberjacks, but they're French. So they were inspired. Well, no,
it's perfect.
So this is an exclusive line of miniature. They will be released only for the Kickstarter. They are based on the illustration from the Elf series by Edition Soleil, which are French graphic novels. So they are based on the illustration and characters from that line. They are 54 millimeter scale models, all in resin. There are four of them at the start of the project. It's a super short project. By the time we release, there will be only 2 days left. So if you are interested, jump on it and go fast, because you will lose your chance there. They have right now three elves, a forest elf, what looks like a snow elf, and the last one being like a night elf or a savage elf. That one is riding a polar bear, so he is really cool. And the last model is the title mentioned dwarves, so we have a dwarf warrior riding a giant boar.
Yeah, and he is amazing looking.
Yeah.
I really want these models. I can't justify buying them, but I really want them. And if you're looking for a nice piece to paint, I mean, this dwarf looks right up there with like some of the Black Sun stuff we've seen and raved about.
Yep. Well, yeah, absolutely. And the guy on the polar bear, that's crazy, the size of that piece.
We should send a link to him to Faust. I mean, he already painted the Black Sun cat lady.
Yeah.
So maybe he should paint the Lumberjack's dwarf pig guy. Just saying. Complete the collection, Faust. Complete the collection. Yeah, but he's gorgeous. And looking at the way the Kickstarter is going, sorry, I can't get rid of the full size picture that's now invaded my page. Thanks. Okay. What do we got here? Okay, so fully funded already. Like you said, super short Kickstarter. Only 67 hours left to go at the time of recording. They were looking for 7,000 euros. They're at 10,500 euros. Just to talk a little bit about the pricing, the basic pack at 75, or the only pledge level, is 75 euros. You get the Elven Warrior and the dwarf boar rider. And then you can add on additional funds during the backer kit, I guess, to get additional models. And it ships anywhere in the world at additional cost. So you pay the shipping, whatever it is. It's not in the Kickstarter price. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded and completed on February 8th, which is the day after Antoine's birthday, 2018 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You didn't really have to go about that again.
Totally had to go there. And by the way, I just want to point out that the logo for this company looks very similar to LaDrave's logo.
It does. And a shout out to LaDrave, who makes our breaks and outro music.
Mm-hmm. They sound cool. Okay. Next up, Broken Toad, a resin cast mob football goals.
So it's mob football and not just fantasy football. So it's it's Guild Ball instead of Blood Ball.
Yep, exactly.
There's a big difference there. So you have goal markers for every guild.
Yeah, one of them is actually a miniature game. That's the difference. One's a board game, one's a miniature game. Both are fun.
Yeah. Whatever. They're both games. You play with miniatures, so I don't mind.
One is just better. Yeah. Not saying which one.
Yeah.
I'm not starting controversy.
You're trying to, though.
Not really. I don't really care.
So, nice goals for every of the current guilds in available for Guild Ball. They have also other stuff, I guess, some small turn pieces and doodads that will be added as the funding goes. But if you are not looking to creating your own goal and are not playing either the farmers or blacksmith that do come with their goals now, that's your way to get a cool one.
Yep, they're very, very nice. Let's just look at the numbers here. Okay, so they have a lot of different pledge levels for different things. From $4 for scenic terrain, for a piece of scenic terrain, $4 for scenic bases. And of course, that's the starting price. It adds up as you take more pieces. Scenic base sets are 12. I keep saying dollars, it's pounds. So scenic base sets are 12 pounds. One goal marker is 15 pounds. And then you can get a bundle, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on. 15 pounds, that's going to make it, what, about $24?
Something like that, yeah.
So for a resin model that size, I guess that makes sense. I find it a little pricey, but it's priced right considering the volume of the model.
Yeah, and Broken Toad mostly do boutique-level stuff, so...
Exactly. And then, of course, I'm assuming shipping... Yeah, shipping costs are added later according to weight. So there you go. So they were looking for 3,000 pounds. And they currently have 4,319 pounds with 16 days left to go. So unless something unforeseen happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on February 22nd, 2018 at 5 p.m. That would be 15 days after Antoine's birthday. All right. Next up, Brush Dock, a unique life-extending brush holder and organizer.
So this is a super simple project. You are getting a strip of plastic that has small clamps.
Little fingers.
Yeah, fingers that are a part of it. 8 of those. And they have increasing sizes. So it's a small strip, a small widget that also comes with an adhesive band that you can glue to your painting wall. And that way, you can then just snap your brush in the small holders, and they will be pointing downward, which is the best way to store brush to keep their points and not have the water and pigments dry in your ferrule. So
yeah, but it's the worst place to store brushes if you're storing them in a cup or something.
Yeah,
not worst place, worst way. Because you'll distort all the bristles.
Mm-hmm. So. Might not be the stuff we would be talking about, but it's a simple project. It's useful, and it's $5.
$5 gets you two strips, right?
Yeah, I think it's one, and if a strip specific stretch goal is obtained double, something like that.
No, so it's okay. So the basic pledge.
No, it's a package that contains
pack of two.
If yeah. the stretch goal is reached. Yeah, that's right there in the pledge.
Sorry. Yeah. Sneaky the way they slid that in there.
Yeah. But even almost only getting one.
You have sharp eyes, Antoine.
Yeah. Even only getting one, that's eight slots to all your brushes. Sure, the last one is probably for like a size 4, 5, 6, something big. So it might not fit your smaller detail brush, but you have all the others that will fit for that size. And even
now you seem to have two of each size.
Yeah.
So. Like you said, it's $5, right? Let's look at the numbers. Okay, so they were looking for $8,000 US, and they're currently at $2,670. So they're still pretty far short, but there's 19 days left to go in the Kickstarter. So if they reach their funding goal, they'll be fully funded on Saturday, February 24th, 2018, at 10:20 p.m. How many days after your birthday is that?
I'm not calculating.
I think it's 17. Just saying. Antoine, I look like I'm about to lose you. Are you falling asleep, Antoine?
Nope. I'm good to go.
Okay, because your eyes look like they were closing there on the camera. I thought you were about to fall over out of your chair. We're almost there, buddy. Hang in there. All right, next up, Ouroboros Miniatures. I love seeing that name. Ouroboros. Ouroboros. Okay. CP New Skin.
So this is a 112 bust, will be cast in resin. It's a simple Kickstarter. It's one model and that's it. It's based on a art piece by Dave Keenan. So what it is, it's a cyborg that has the skin déchiré. How would you say that in...
The skin is torn or damaged.
Yeah, has been torn. So she's just pulling it off. It's a strange piece. And I'm really...
Conflicted?
No, not conflicted about it, but I really want to see what people will do with the transparency of the skin based on... It's a robot. It's a cyborg behind. So... I think it will be an interesting piece to see what people do with.
Agreed. It's very Ghost in the Shell kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
It's a very nice piece. I mean, if you're following any miniature groups anywhere on Facebook, you've seen this piece already. It's been all over the place. They've done a great job advertising it. It's 1/12 scale, 100 millimeters high, 10 centimeters. That's pretty big. And the pledge level that gets you, this bust is 42 euros. So about 65 Canadian. For a piece that big, that makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the model, like you said, looks simple, but, there's some potential there.
Yeah, I think it's fine that it's simple like that because it's going to be all transparency effect and,
Yeah. That's why there's some potential to really portray something in the model.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see how people paint her eyes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's look at the numbers here. So they were looking for 1,500 euros and they're currently at 4,546 euros. So they've completely funded with 10 days left to go. And barring anything unforeseen, this Kickstarter will be funded on Friday, February 16th. At 6 p.m. I think that would be 9 days after your birthday. Okay. And last but not least, man, coolest company names ever this show. Nuclear Shrimp Games. Black Earth Heavy Metal.
So this is an extension for the for Black Earth. That is an existing game already. It's sci-fi miniatures, and they come in multiple scales. So this Kickstarter, the EV Metal Kickstarter, is for one new tank for each of the three main factions, or tank or slash vehicles, because some are strange.
Yeah.
They come in 28 and 15 millimeter. for the vehicle and units in the game. However, the vehicles are also available separately as 16mm scale. No, not 16, 6mm. So a really small.
I was going to say 16, no, that's an odd scale.
Yeah, especially when you have 15 just available too. No, so it's 28, 15 for all models, be them units and vehicle, and 6 for just the vehicle only. So the Kickstarter is for one tank for every, one vehicle for every faction and one unit for every faction. And based on the funding, they will try to add other stuff. The look of the vehicle is cool and they're pretty varied.
Yeah, I really like the Tecton Order Minotaur.
Yeah.
All right. So let's look at the numbers here. So, and it's simple. Like the pledge levels are different dollar amounts, starting at 65 euros, going up to 400 euros, and it's basically pick number of models equaling your pledge level. And that's it, right?
Yep, that's it.
And shipping to be added on later. So they were looking for they're looking for 5,000 euros, I'm sorry. And they have gotten 7,433 euros, so this Kickstarter is fully funded currently. With 25 days left to go, though, so things can change. People can get cold feet or decide to put the money somewhere else. Who knows the dangers of the long Kickstarter? So assuming nothing changes and this Kickstarter fully funds, this project will be funded on Saturday, March 3rd, 2018. I can't calculate. I don't know if this year's a leap year, so you're safe.
It's not.
Well, it's ruined now, so I'm not going to. That'd be 24 days, but.
Yeah.
I can do basic math. I played Dungeons & Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is that for this week. I'm going to get my exhausted self to editing, so then I can get it my exhausted self into bed.
Yes.
I'm sorry I haven't been as funny this week as I haven't been in previous weeks. The brain is fried.
Hopefully you'll be able to sleep and we'll be able to record after convention show soon.
I think I'm already asleep, Antoine.
Yeah.
So it's good. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find The Game Huntress. Wherever there's XP or achievements, The Game Huntress blog will always be on the hunt. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.